This is Matt Wells at UN News. A teenager from the United States is using his voice to raise awareness of how climate change is having an impact on his small indigenous village of Akiak, Alaska. Carl Smith, age 17, reports that warmer winters mean residents are finding it hard to carry out traditional subsistence activities such as hunting caribou, while heat spells make it difficult to collect cloudberries and salmon berries in summer. Carl will be at UN headquarters on Tuesday to participate in a panel discussion for Human Rights Day, which this year focuses on youth activism. He was last here in September for the UN Climate Action Summit, where he was among a group of young people who filed a complaint against five countries for failing to curb fossil fuel emissions, thus violating children's rights. Before he left home for New York, Carl spoke to Deanne Penn.
Akiak is beautiful, but over the past like 4 years, 5 years, during summer, there's been storms and big waves, and our village has been eroding away, and by now I would usually be able to go on the river by ice truck, but it didn't freeze up enough this year, and it just, you can only go on by snow machine and ATV. And before I came, I went caribou hunting, and it was like not that much snow, and the deep parts of the snow is just like the snow drift, and that's the only deep snow we had, snow drifts and ice everywhere.
I understand you're from an indigenous background, is that correct?
Yeah.
So having access to the river and the land is very important.
Yes, it is.
Can you tell us about that?
So my grandpa's taught me that the animals give their lives to you, and not like that you can't waste any part of the animal. And we take everything from the moose, the caribou, the rabbit, anything, and we preserve it in our freezer, and that's what gets us through the winter. We also go berry picking, like maybe middle of July to end of July, for salmon berries, cloudberries. And we usually try to get like 100 gallons for 3-4 families. But this year we didn't get enough because there was a heat spell where it was 90 degrees here. And we just drank through 40 gallons of water in one day. At the tundra, there's starting to be more of those furry caterpillars, and they make you really itchy in hives. And my uncle and my cousin got stung by them, and my cousin had hives for 2 days, and my uncle had hives for a day, and they couldn't do anything but stay in the boat.
Carl, you're an activist, right? And climate
yeah.
change is the issue that you're taking up. Tell me about your fight regarding climate change.
I'm trying to get all my friends to like just post on social media that it affects little villages in Alaska and in every state. In every continent, it affects the little villages and the little towns everywhere. The most because the villages like to use the land as their resource. I mean, yeah, I've been kind of busy with school and sports. And this Christmas break, I'm going to try to talk to the tribal council about banning plastic bags in our village, at the stores and whatever.
You're a young man, you're 17. You're raising your voice and demonstrating that young people do have a voice in the climate fight and in human rights in general. What message would you have to other young people who may be on the fence, may be like, you know, let's leave it up to the politicians or whatever?
So what I would say is, if we don't act now, in the future, our kids won't have a home to live in, that they're not even gonna, like, our culture won't even be alive anymore, and we'll just have to be living the life we don't want to live in.
Carl, thank you very much. And now, is there anything further you think our audience should know, either about young people and fighting climate change, or about your community or your people, your life there in Akiak?
I want the adults to know that we want to live in a world that is healthy like they did. We want to live in a safe home, safe planet, and that we'll do whatever it takes to save it.